impact reports, those acknowledgements from those grants, and directing it back to the client to make sure that both sides are getting exactly what they need out of that relationship of donor and charity. One of the pieces I will say around this too, that that's important to note, and it's a key feature of a donor advised fund, is it really separates what we'll say could be a taxable event from your philanthropy. And when you're saying, instead of making that gift directly to the charity, you could give some, you could give your sale of a property directly, proceeds directly to a charity. By setting up a donor advised fund, you can alleviate the tax event and get that tax relief from a charitable tax receipt. And think about that taxable event, whether it is sale of a business, sale of a property, stock options, and deal with